tone that has no counterpart, save in other rooms of similar function. And in this composite sound, the attendant can sense the demands of the voice that is never silent, that whispers even in the dark hours of the night, that swells with the stir of life at daybreak, in swift crescendo, to be heard throughout the world, and then slowly fades again as the city seeks repose. We also learn about another interesting problem that the voice of the city creates as it buys or sells, gives aid or summons it at the transmitters of more than 1.5 million telephones. This is the problem of counting the calls that every subscriber makes. An automatic register performs this task. Each dial line has its own register, which cannot operate unless the called telephone answers. A unique camera is used to obtain readings in order that there may be photographic records of the figures. In some cities where the problem is less involved, a written record of the registered totals is made, but not in big, crowded, talkative New York. 10 registers are photographed in each exposure. But another surprise awaits us. With our minds filled with the mysteries of mechanical switching, we reach a room filled with women operators. It's news to some of the visitors that a dial office needs so many of these familiar friends. Yet here they are, and it's a vital part that they play in the guidance of the voice of the city. We pause for a moment at the busy switchboard, where calls to suburban and other out-of-town points are handled, and where personal help is given to those who dial for an operator's assistance. Now, looking over the shoulder of Miss New York, we observe some of her varied duties. A lamp flashes before her, the signal that results when anyone dials operator. Someone wants Troy, New York, a famous upstate collar city. The details of the desired connection are recorded. The necessary circuit is obtained. The calling number is verified by the usual test to be certain that a wrong calling number has not inadvertently been given. And when conversation starts, our operator notes the exact time from the box-shaped electric clock beside her dial, which shows the hour, minute, and fractions of the minute. The lamps light again to show the conversation ended. And the operator immediately notes the elapsed time and records it on the ticket before her. It is a fraction over 2 minutes. Another lamp flashes, and we watch this efficient and helpful young woman dial a number at the request of someone who apparently is unable to dial without aid. It may be a blind person, or perhaps some alien unfamiliar with telephone customs in this big town. It is to help such as these that this operator and her sister operators sit at a long switchboard in every dial office. And then comes a room that is astonishing in its significance. It is one of the city's central information bureaus, the place we know simply as information, our refuge when seeking numbers not in our local directories or in out-of-town points. It is a name that to some of us may have signified only an individual, but that now proves to describe a vast agency of assistance. We can understand its size, its arrangement, its function, after we realize that the very instant the telephone directory is closed for the printer, there are new numbers accumulating for which there will be calls. When we realize that numbers are constantly being changed and discontinued with the shifting tide of population movements. Every hour of the day brings alterations and corrections for the roster of subscribers. They must all be known to information, so the telephone numbers may be accessible at all times to inquirers who apply at this port of missing numbers. Yes, we borrow a phrase from apparatus we've already seen to describe these patient helpers, these feminine detectives. They are the human line finders for the voice of the city, the voice of any city, the voice of every city in broad, busy, bountiful America, guarded, guided by science, that thousands, millions, hundreds of millions may work and plan and hope. I thank you.